everybody is, but they're out of reach. I said, right out of reach. I could ignore you. Your demands are unending. I got no tears on my screen, but you know me.
I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
This is it. Her room, all right. And there she is lying in the bed. Normally, I would prefer to kill them while they're wide awake. Kicking!
The killer clown does not notice. Spider Woman hiding in the dark, clinging to the ceiling.
But in this case, I am afraid I'm going to be forced to make an... I thought I heard something. You thought you could trap me, eh?
Blast it! He swerved aside just in time. Whoever he is, he has the instincts of a jackal and the reflexes of a jungle cat.
Well, no hard feelings. I'm always happy to renew an old acquaintance. Here, let's shake on it.
Ah!
The killer clown knocks out Spider Woman with a fist that has sprung out of his jacket. moments later, after Spider-Woman has awoken from slightly being unconscious.
Gone! He's gone! Just when I had him within my grasp, he pulled that cheap stunt on me and slipped through my fingers. Maybe if I take to the air, I can spot him before he makes a clean getaway. Here I thought I was being so clever, spotting that reporter in the hospital corridor the way I did. Letting him overhear that story I concocted about how Lindsay could identify the attacker as a means of luring the killer clown to... Wait! There he is! He's on foot, heading for the old circus grounds. And he spotted me. He sees me coming after him. It's almost as if he wants me to follow him.
Presently.
He's in here, somewhere, but...
Here I am. Up here. Somewhere. You can't see me in all the darkness, but I can see you. I know. I'll have to face you sooner or later. And I want it to be here, beneath the big top. In the ragged, the glittering, sawdust-throwing arena of fantasy, from which every true clown draws his substance. All I ever asked from life was to be able to live here. Like other great clowns, other great clowns.
His voice. Getting closer.
But do you think they let me be born to be what I was born to be? What I was meant to be now? They throttled me at every turn.
What?
Thwarted me! Women thwarted me! Women destroyed me, as I shall destroy you!
That blow left me weak, dizzy. Still, somehow, I've got to stop him! My venom hasn't had nearly enough time to recharge back up to full power. But even maybe a mild burst may give me the momentary advantage I need. To put this character away for keeps. So this is for Lindsay, you creep. For the poor young girl you tried to strangle out on the highway. And this is for taking a symbol of joy and laughter and perverting it into a symbol of insanity and terror. Like Scotty said, there's no reward out of this screwball. But who cares? Money's a necessary evil, but it isn't everything. And tonight's one night, I really enjoyed my work.
Next, the first gambit of the Gamesman. You have listened to a reading of Spider-Woman number 22, January, the year 1980.
low and ominous, twilight premature. Thunderheads are rumbling in a distant overture. Thank you.
drum is loud and heavy. Axe Attack with UFOs.
Doctor, please.
Black Sabbath. Axe Attack with Gillan.
White face, Simpson boy.
Rainbow. Axe Attack with AC/DC, Judas Priest, Motorhead, Whitesnake, and the best of the rest on this incredible album. Axe Attack from Kato.
It's a road.
Iron Horse by Motorhead. You hear that here, late at night, CKUW. There's also something else you're going to hear, and that is comic book radio theater. Put some emphasis in there. All right. I'm going to read you more comic books. I feel right to go. All right. I'm going to read you now. What? Just a short little story. Out of Marvel Comics Presents number 15. It was put out there on a newsstand or wherever you bought comic books. March of 1989. Let's see. What all happened in March of 1989? Just ask that to yourself. In this comic book, we have the character Jean Grey. Any X-Men fan would know who Jean Grey is. We'll have her. It's kind of a weird tale, really. I'm going to be making lots of really weird voices for this one. Anyway, get into it. That said, I will read to you Marvel Comics Presents number 15. You found it wherever you bought comic books in March of 1989. And as far as music, if you wanted brand new music, go find it at the shopping mall. That was a good place to find music. Or Portage Avenue. Go down Portage Avenue. A lot of music stores down there too. Back in March of 1989, you could get new music from Bonnie Raitt, Alana Miles, and the Indigo Girls. So that's what we'll get. Bonnie Raitt, Alana Miles, and Indigo Girls. Indigo Girls. Alright, do this right. Get on with more comic book radio theater. It's what we do here late at night Saturdays. CKUW, the 95.9 FM.
Hi, this is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Two AM. High above New York City floats a silent monolith. A blot in the night sky, which many in that city have come knowing, but few have ever entered. Tonight, an intruder haunts the dreams of one of its inhabitants. And in reality, haunts the very monolith itself.
Gene! Genie, help me! Help me! Help me!
Someone or something has slipped aboard the X-Factor spaceship. Into the room of Marvel Girl, into her mind, into her dreams, her past, and is becoming a beckoning to her to awake. For out of the ashes has risen the Maiden Phoenix. In a trance, Jean Grey responds to the plea.
Wake up, Jean! I need you! I need you!
Moving as if not controlled by her own will. Begins to rise, Jean Grey.
It is I, Jean, your teacher, Professor Xavier. Come to me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me.
Marvel Girl follows under the power of another. Not quite awake or aware. They pass out of the spaceship, unnoticed by neither Jean's comrades or the ship itself. As if both were ghosts. Down onto the streets of the city. And down further still, Jean Grey in her trance enters a subway tunnel. A subway station.
This way! This way! This way! This way! This way! This way, Jeannie! Follow me! Follow me! Follow me! Follow me!
Down further still. Into danger's way. Jean Grey is going down the tracks of a subway tunnel. Only in New York! Now, there's a train. Hey, what's that light up ahead, Joe? A train that Jean doesn't even hear. It's a woman! A woman! Break! 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 Break!
This way, Jean!
This way, Jean!
This way, Jean! This way, Jean! Follow me, Jean! Follow me, Jean! Help me, Jean!
Where'd she go? Holy smokes! I haven't even had a drink all day.
Follow me, Jean. Follow me.
Follow me.
Follow me. And we'll be safe.
A small tunnel stretches out before them. Into a maze of more tunnels until, at the end, a trap. A dead end. A mound of ash and rubble, and behind it a wall. This blinding light now turns into a fiery bird. Hordes of rats rush forward in fright, brushing her skin, pushing her to consciousness. What? 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 Where am I? And who are you? At last, Jean has come face to face with the thing she dreads the most.
Don't shield yourself from me! I need you!
Phoenix, I knew you'd find me someday. But if you're going to try to claim me, it won't be without a fight.
No, you don't understand. I don't want to hurt you. I've been listening to your thoughts, and I know you're the one. You're my friend, and you can save me! Save me! Save me! Save me!
Who are you to call me a friend?
Not who you think! I lived in the tunnels! A Morlock! I am a mutant like you! It seemed I used to leave my body and soar out of these tunnels. But when the mutants were massacred, my body was hurt. And I need another soon.
It's a childish dream to think that I would give up my life so easily to you.
No, you can't. I say no.
Stay back. Or I will bring these walls down around you. Jean Grey thinks to herself, too close to what? That pile of ash? It's glowing. Must be an energy source of some kind.
Shield hurts! Hurts! I must have you! Or it's gonna be too late! Too late! Too late! Too late!
Now, before she can envelope me completely, if I can just force it apart. Heavens! I created that! A phoenix of my own! Could it be?
Screech!
The ash pile! I must protect myself! It's exploding!
It's exploding!
It's exploding!
It's exploding!
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 And as the explosion fades, the red light dies, and it beckons Jean with a last faint glow. To a hiding place where until a moment ago an ash pile stood guard over. A child! A mighty phoenix was but a child! Just another mutant! Seeking in his or her remaining time a way to survive. Jean Grey goes up to a skeleton. It has a necklace on. The necklace says Goldbug on it. Poor baby. And what's this? A name. I should have known. One more night would it matter? One more night would it matter to you, lightning bug? Rest here. Tomorrow, my friends and I will return to bury you and pay our last respects to the dead. The end.
Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. This is done in Winnipeg. I have just read you, well, partially read to you, Marvel Comics Presents number 15, March, the year 1989.
Don't have to humble yourself to me. Choose a way.
Maytel presents the 25 greatest hits of Sesame Street.
Kermit the Frog here.
Yes, all Sesame Street's favorite characters together on one delightful album.
Oh, I love trash.
Kids love the Cookie Monster.
C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me.
Laugh along with Ernie and Bert.
Rubber Ducky, you're the one. You make bath time.
It's fun to count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, that's the song of the count.
Grover is here too.
Over the horsey, under the bed, through my door.
And everyone's favorite.
Abkadefki, Jekyll, and Awkward, do it there.
The 25 greatest hits of Sesame Street is a delightful album. And it's educational too.
Good morning to all. Almost 5 in the morning if you're looking around for the time. Good morning. You need to be told, good morning. You also need to be told that here on this station, what we do, we start at 1 a.m. We try to go to 6 a.m. What is it? What is it all about? It's called comic book, radio, theater. I shall read you a comic book if you tuned in late. If you listened all the way through, thanks a lot. But right now, I'm going to give you another comic book reading. Although I won't fake you out. No more. No more of that. I'll tell you straight up. This is a recording from a past. From the past.
what am I going to read to you right now as we get out of here? I will read to you Amazing Avengers. Oh, excuse me. Amazing Ed.